Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Samach. We left off at the Mishnah Daf Nuntas and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, sponsored by the outdoor minion in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minion, Lili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi, Olav HaShalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Olav HaShalom, and for Refu Shalemer, for Fego Peril Bastavar Rivka. It's also sponsored by David Ham, in honor of his wife Margie, whose birthday was Sunday. It's also sponsored by Adina and Jeremy Herskowitz, Lili Nishmas Adina's grandmother's yard site, Seal Rosenzweig, Tzivya Yita Bas Dov Beryl of HaShalom. It's also sponsored by Esther and David Haber, Lili Nishmas Miriam Bas Esther, Shmuel Shlomo, Allah Shalom, whose yard site is today, and it's also sponsored by Tzippi and Rabbi Dr. Aaron Ross and family to mark the completion of the Shloshim of Tzippi's father, Shlomo Chaim Aryeh Leib ben Shmuel Nachemu HaKohen, Mr. Shlomo Friedman, Zichron Levracha. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and again, we are holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Dav, Nun Tes Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to tell us the din of Pesach that Shechted Shalol Lishmo, and then Kibbutz. If any of the avodas of a carbon pesach were done shalol lishmo, which means it was done with the intention that the carbon be a carbon shlamim, that's what shalol lishmo of a pesach means, then the pesach is in fact pasul. So that's going to be what the Mishnah discusses, and then the Gemara is going to, Rav Papa is going to raise a question about which Tana our Mishnah follows, and the Gemara is going to try four different rayas to answer that question, but in the end we fail on all of them, and then the Gemara is going to raise the question whether a Korban Pesach that's brought with mixed kavanos of Lishmo v'shalo Lishmo for the sake of a Korban Pesach, which would make it pasul if it's not on Erev Pesach, and for the sake of a Korban Shlamim, which ironically would make it kosher, whether that would be a valid Korban Shlamim. And the Gemara has two attempted rayas to answer that question as well. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Tes and Beis. Just a little bit of background of what it means, shalol lishmo and lishmo when it comes to a carbon. Generally speaking, there are three types of machshavos that a person is supposed to have for a carbon. There's a machshava of chutz lizmano, that the kohen has a machshava during one of the primary avodos, one of the four avodos, that he's going to be zorik the dam after the Zman, or he's going to be maktir the emurim of the Karban after the proper time to do so, or he's going to eat it after the proper time to do so. So that machshava is the worst of all machshavos. That's what we call a machshavas pigel, and that's going to pasul the Karban. The Karban has to be yotzi l'beis ha-sreifa. Anyone who eats from such a Karban is chayev kares. That's a pasuk in the Torah, v'mei achol yeachol mi b'sar zevach shlama b'yom ha-shlishi lo yeretza ha-makrivas lo yechashiv lo pigel yiyav ha-nefesh ha-ochel shemenu avona. And the Gemara Masech Zvachim tells us Hamakravoso means that that's totally in the Machshava at the time of the Akrava, not a Machshava during the Achila, but when you're being Makrav, when you're doing one of the four Avodos, you're having a Machshava that you're going to eat it or be Makter it, Chutz Lizman, or the Mizbech is going to be Ochalit, Chutz Lizmano, so that, or you're going to be Zark the Dam, Chutz Lizmano, so that will make it Pigel. A second type of Machshava that is a problematic Machshava is machshava of chutz l'mekomo, that a person, the kohen who's being makriv, while he's being zorek the dam or the akrava emurim of the karban, is done shalo b'mekomo. While he's being makriv, he has in mind to be zorek the dam or to be makriv the emurim shalo b'mekomo, or that the karban should be eaten shalo b'mekomo. Meaning, if it's kachim kachim, it's only supposed to be eaten in the azari. He has a machshava he's going to eat it in Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim is supposed to be in Yerushalayim. He has a machshava he's going to eat it in Tel Aviv or something. He has a machshava that he's going to eat it chutz l'mekomo. So that is a little bit better than chutz l'zmano, but it also passes the carbon. The carbon has to be burnt. It's just not called pigel, so someone is not going to be chayv kares for eating such a carbon. Our Mishnah does not discuss those types of machshavos. That is primarily a sugya Maseches Zvachim. Then there's a machshava of shinoi hashem. At the time of the avoda, the kohen has a machshava that he's going to do the avoda for the sake of a different karban, or for the sake of a different bailim of the karban. So over here, it depends on the type of karban that we're talking about. With most karbanos, the karban is still going to be kosher. You still do the haktari, you finish the job with the karban gets eaten properly, it doesn't have to be yotzei lebeis hasreifa, or anything like that. It's just that, it's not ola lebailim l'shem chova, that the bailim themselves were not yotzei their chiyuv, and they have to go and bring a different karban in its place. However, when it comes to karban Pesach and chatos, the karban Pesach and the chatos that you have a machshava that's a shinoi hashem, it's going to be totally possible. Obviously, we're learning Pesachim right now, so Pesach is of specific interest to us. That specifically, when it comes to karban Pesach, if a person has a machshava of shinoi hashem, it's going to pasul it legamri. It's going to have to be yotzei lebeis hasreifa. Why is Pesach and chatos different than all other karban? Because the pasuk tells us when it comes to Karban Pesach, Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, Asisa Pesach Hashem Elokecha, and Chazal Darshan from the pasuk that the Machshava's Shinui Karban is Ma'akev the Karban Pesach, and it also says Varmatim Zevach Pesach Ula Hashem, and Chazal Darshan from there in the Gemara and Zvachim that a Machshava of Shinui Bailim is Ma'akev the Karban Pesach, and by Karban Chatos we also have psukim that tell us that Shinui Hashem will pasul, so that's why this sugya about Shinui Hashem pasuling appears here in Maseches Pesachim. It also appears again in Maseches Zvachim. So now the Mishnah discusses. Now that we have all that background, HaPesach Sheshchato Shelo Lishmo. If a person shechted a carbon Pesach, having in mind that it's a carbon Shlamim, the Pesach and the Shlamim are almost identical. So it's just that Pesach is on Erev Pesach, Shlamim is the rest of the year. So he has in mind that it's going to be a carbon Shlamim. V'kibel or if the Kohen had in mind if he was mekabel the dam of the Karban Pesach, or he was molich the dam to the Mizbeach, or he was zorik the dam on the Mizbeach, shalol l'shem Pesach, he had in mind that it should be l'shem Karban Shlamim. Oh, lishmo v'shalo lishmo. If at the time of doing these avodos, he initially thought that he's going to do it l'shem Karban Pesach, and then he switched his thinking that it should be for Karban Shlamim. Oh, shalo lishmo v'lishmo. And when he started, he initially thought it should be l'shem Karban Shlamim, and then he changed his thinking in the middle that it should be l'shem Karban Pesach. In all of these cases, puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. So, ketzad lishmo v'shalo lishmo, what would be an example of lishmo v'shalo lishmo? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim. Then he starts off thinking it's l'shem Pesach, and then he switches to think l'shem Shlamim. Shalo lishmo v'lishmo, what would be an example of a machshava shalo lishmo that switches to lishmo? L'shem Shlamim, l'shem Pesach. Then he starts off with his carbon Pesach thinking l'shem Shlamim, that's shalo lishmo, and then he switches to Pesach, and that would be lishmo. So that's the Mishnah. Now there are certain points that are vague in the Mishnah that the Gemara will discuss. These shalol lishmo v'lishmo, or lishmo v'shalol lishmo, is that within a particular avoda, or is saying no, there are dalit avodas. He does one avoda lishmo, and then the next one shalol lishmo. So the Gemara is going to get right to that. But first, just to quickly mention, the Gemara at the very beginning of Maseches Zvachim tells us that even though at the time of the shechita of the carbon, by all the other avodos, you have to have in mind l'shem hazevach and l'shem hakarban. Nevertheless, if you do the other avodos b'stam and you don't have any machshava, meaning you do avodos just you're doing it, so the karban is going to be kosher. We have a concept called stam lishma. Now we assume that if you're doing the avoda, what else are you doing? So it's obvious that the natural assumption is that it is that it's lishma. Rav Elchanan and the Briska Rav raised the following chakira. What exactly is the gedder of this din of stam lishma? Doesn't mean to say that since when you were initially makdish the behema for a karban, it's ki'ilu you had kavana during the zman of the shechita to shecht lishmo, because your default position was lishma. That's what you initially designated this animal for, and therefore, if you didn't think anything, everyone knows that that inside you clearly want that it should be that it should revert back to that default, which is lishma. Or maybe no, maybe there's just no requirement of lishma. It's just that the karban on its own is because from the shas hakdasha is omid lekach and calls man that you don't have a negative machshava, so it's automatically okay. Meaning, is it that your original machshava lishma carries the day, even though it wasn't during a shas avoda? Your original machshava was when you were makdish the karban, and that carries forward. Or no, there is no original anything. It's just that there's no din of lishma. There's just a psul of shelo lishma. So stam lishma doesn't mean that stam is as if you're doing it lishma. Say you don't have to do it lishma. You just can't do it shelo lishma. That's how the Briska Rav raises a suffix. They also raise a similar suffix. What is it about shelo lishma, which obviously relates very much? What is it about shelo lishma that apostles a karban? Is it because you're not doing lishma and you have a requirement of lishma, like you find by other mitzvos, tzitzis, you have to do lishma, and if you don't do lishma, it passes because you didn't have kavanah lishma? Or is the psul because you had a machshava shalo lishma, and that's a pasul of machshava? It's like a machshava chutzas manor or chutzas makomo, that it's a particular type of psul to have that kavana. So it's not that you lacked kavana lishma; it's that you proactively had a kavana shalo lishma, which is a negative kavana. So if there's a din that you have to have machshava lishma, and that when you makrav the carbon stam, it's ki'ilu you are mechaving lishma. So when you say that you shech shalol lishma, you're megala b'daito, that you're not shechting lishma, memela the chisaron is simply that you're lacking that positive requirement. But if you say like the second side, that there's no chiyuv to have a machshav lishma, because the carbon on its own is omed l'kach, that it should be lishma. So when you have a machshav shalol lishma, it's not problematic on account of the fact that it's not lishma. There's no chiyuv of lishma. It's only on account of the fact that you're positively doing something bad. You're having a machshava shelo lishma. So the achronim try to find rayos to that chakira. So they try to bring rayos that maybe there is no chiyuv, meaning it's somewhat mechudishtik to say that there's no chiyuv to bring a karban. To bring a carbon lishma, it's just that if you have machshava shelo lishma, it's in a proactive psul. It's like a machshava chutz lizmano chutz l'makomo. Where do you find such raya? So in the beginning of Maseches Vachim, we're told that if a person shechs kachim l'shem chulin, the carbon is kachur, except for carbon pesach. It's only if you have kavan l'shem another carbon that it's going to be possible. So if you shechs l'shem chulin, clearly you're not having kavan l'shma. How could it be that the carbon is kosher? Because you're also not having kavana shalolishma. Kavana shalolishma would be having in mind a different carbon. Or Maseches Menachos, Rabbi tells us that akira b'taus is eina akira. That if you shech the carbon chatos l'shem a carbon shlamim, and you don't have in mind to be oker the shem chatos, you just thought that this was a carbon shlamim, then it's going to be kosher. So you didn't have kavana l'shem chatos. How could it be kosher? You didn't have any positive kavana lishma. Yeah, but you didn't try to not make it a chatas. If you didn't try to not make it a chatas, you also didn't have kavana shelo lishma. So those are some of the rayas that they bring. But there are rayas in the other direction as well. I'm not going to get into all of it, but there are many rayas in either direction. That's the chakira that they have in lamdus over here. What is the lamdus of lishma v'shelo lishma? But our Gemara deals more directly just in what is the halacha. So says Gemara, Rav Papa. Rav Papa raises the following shayla, that our Mishnah said, you had a machshava, lishmo v'shalo lishmo, or lishmo v'shalo lishmo, it's going to be possible. What does that mean? Bavoda achas tenan, or b'shtei avodos tenan? Does the Mishnah mean to say that you had a machshava, two machshavos in the same avoda? Meaning, while you're shechting it, you initially thought, during the shechita, that you're doing it l'shem Pesach, and then, while you're still shechting it, you have in mind l'shem Shlamim? Or does the Mishnah say, no, no, the two machshavos aren't two separate avodos. When you're being mekabel the dam, for instance, you have a machshava that you're doing a l'shem Pesach. And then when you're zorek the dam, you have in mind that you're doing a l'shem shlamim. So ba'avoda achas tanan rabbi osihi. And if we're going to say that it's a ba'avoda achas, and it's going to be possible, then we have to say our mission is going like the sheet of rabbi osi, damar af begmar dvar of adam nitfas. Because rabbi osi holds that a person who says two different things that contradict each other, it's Rabbi Yossi Shita and Maseches Tmura, that a person who says two different things that are soser each other, so we have to pay attention to both of them, meaning either one of them could ruin his statement. A person says Behemazu Tmuras Ola Tmura Shlamim, so what he says at the end is also going to be Chal, so half of the Behema becomes the Tmuras Ola, and half of the Behema becomes the Tmura Shlamim. Di'i Rabbi Meir, because if you're going to say that we're following Shitas Reb Meir, Ha'amar Tfos Lashon Rishon, Reb Meir holds when a person says two things that contradict each other, we only follow the first thing that he says and we ignore the second half of a sentence. So if he says Behemazu Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim, it's only a Tmuras Ola. The Behema does not become a Tmuras Shlamim at all. So how does that translate over to our Mishnah? If in a single avoda a person has two machshavos that contradict each other, so you would only be Tofes, according to Reb Meir, the first machshava. So if initially he has a machshava l'shem Pesach, and then during that same avodah he has a machshava that he's doing the shechita l'shem shlamim, according to our marriage, should be perfectly kosher, because tfos l'shem rishon, it was l'shem Pesach when he had that first machshava. So it says more odilma, or maybe not. Maybe b'shtei avodos tanan. Now our Mishnah is talking about a person has two machshavos that contradict each other in two separate avodos. V'afil Reb Meir d'amar tfos l'shem rishon hanimil b'avodah achas. And even Reb Meir, who says that when you have two contradictory machshavos, you follow the first one, that's within a single avoda. Aval b'shtei avodos moda demifsel. But when it comes to two separate avodos, even Rabbi Meir is going to be moda, that it's going to be possible. So this is the suffix that the Gemara has. So in Chashuk Echemet over here, he discusses about someone who's baking matzos, and he says at the time of the Lisha that kol masha aniyosa hayom be'isak matzos should be l'shem matzos mitzvah l'shem piron chov ploni, that it should be for the sake of matzos mitzvah and so that I could pay up my chovos that I owe. So when they asked him what he meant, he said that he's baking matzos so that he can make some money because he owes people money, and he wouldn't be working in a matzah bakery otherwise, and he's just speaking the truth. He can't lie to himself and say that he's doing this purely the shame mitzvah matzah. He's doing it because he owes money, he needs a job. So they discuss the discussion was, does that passel the matzah for Laila Rishona since he's also doing it l'shem piron chov? So according to Rabbi Yossi in our sugya that af begmar dvar vadam nitfas, according to Rabbi Meir no shayla, he said the shame matzah mitzvah so tfos l'shem rishon. According to Rabbi Yossi, would it passel it? So Pashto says that's ridiculous. What do you mean it would passel? L'shem shalom l'shmo means the kavana of the carbon. It's not what my motivation is. It's what the kavana is. Meaning there's a difference between kavana and motivation. There are a lot of reasons why I might do a mitzvah. But there are a lot of motivations to do it. It may make my parents happy, and it may be good for me for a lot of reasons. But that doesn't mean that it's not lishma. So kavana lishma l'chor is not affected at all by that. So anyway, so this is the Gemara Shaila, the avoda achas or b'shtei avodos tanan. So if it's by avoda achas, then our Mishnah only fits with Rabbi Yossi. But if it's b'shtei avodos, then it would fit even with Rabbi Meir as well. So do we assume that afilu Rabbi Meir dam tefos l'shem rishon ani mil b'avoda achas or b'shtei avodos moda demifsel? So says the Gemara. The Gemara first clarifies. Amri Aheya, which din in the Mishnah is Rav Papa unsure about? Inema Ashalol l'shmo v'lishmo. Is he saying it about the person has a machshava that he's makriv shalol l'shmo, and then he changes his mind that he's doing it l'shmo, that the carbon is going to be pasul? So bein ba'avodach is bein b'shtei avodos, bein the Rameir, bein the Rabbi Yossi, if salim ekamaisa. That wouldn't be a shayla. According to everybody, if he starts off with shalol l'shmo, of course that's going to be pasul, because even if you're not tfos l'shmo achron, you don't pay attention to both things that he says. So the other option is you only pay attention to the first thing, and if the first thing is shalol l'shmo, so of course it's going to be possible. Tell Rabbi Yossi nami af begmar dvar vadam, because even Rabbi Yossi says that it's only af b'gmar dvar avadim nitfas, that we also pay attention to the second thing he says, but we for sure pay attention to the first thing he says. So the first thing he says, shelo lishmo, so of course it's going to be possible. And obviously, according to Reb Meir, it's going to be possible because we only pay attention to the first thing he said. So that can't be the case where we're raising the suffix. Ella alishmo v'shelo lishmo, mai. The whole suffix must be a case of he starts off lishmo and then switches to shelo lishmo. Ah, so that's where, according to Rabbi Meir, only pay attention to the lishma part. And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, you got to pay attention to the shelo lishma part as well. So that's our shaila. Are we talking within a single avodah or multiple avodahs? So Tashma says, well, let's bring a raya to be poshet the suffix. The Mishnah said, HaPesach sheshchato shelo lishmo, v'kibel v'halach v'zarak shelo lishmo, and he was mekabel v'dam and holach v'dam and zarak v'dam shelo lishmo, it's going to be apostles. Hey, chidami. What exactly does the Mishnah mean by that? Ine mekadiktani, if it means, like the Lashon of the Mishnah sounds, that he has a machshava, that he's being makrav shelo lishmo on all of the avodos, the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, it's all shelo lishmo. Why would you need to be shalol l'shmo on all four avodos? As soon as he's shalol l'shmo on the first of the four avodos, it's automatically possible. El alav must be hachiktani. HaPesach sheshchato shalol l'shmo. Inami or shchato l'shmo v'kibel v'alach v'zarak shalol l'shmo. Inami shchato v'kibel v'alach l'shmo v'zarak shalol l'shmo. What the Mishnah must mean to tell me is not that I'm having a machshav shalol lishmo on all four avodos, but on any one of the four avodos. So clearly it's talking about where you have two different avodos, one avodah is being done lishma, the other avodah is being done shalol lishma. So even though you started, the first avodah was lishma, but since a later avodah was done shalol lishmo, it's going to be possible. So if that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that it's two machshavos that are associated with each other in two separate avodos, so now how do we read the rest of the Mishnah? Ema Seifa, then the Mishnah goes on to say, Lishmo v'shalo lishmo hechidami. Now what's an example of lishmo v'shalo lishmo? Inema b'shtei avodos, if we're going to talk, if that part of the Mishnah is also talking about shtei avodos, that you had a machshav v'shchita lishma, and a zrika shalo lishma, well then hainu resha, then it's just a repeat of the resha. The resha already spoke about, we just established, the resha could not possibly mean that you're doing all four avodos shalo lishma. It obviously meant you're doing some lishma, some shalol lishma. So then the next line in the Mishnah is also going to talk about one avodah lishma and one avodah shalol lishma? Nah. Elalav, b'avodah achas. Don't you have to say that it's talking about within a single avodah in the Seifa, and still your second machshava could passel your parban? Ah, so who holds that way? Rabbi Yossi, damarav b'gmar v'dvarav, adam nitvas. And that would only conform to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that we pay attention to what you say second as well. So isn't that a raya that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi? So says Marla, not a raya from a Mishnah to be poshet the suffix, because the kasha is not such a strong kasha of doesn't the Mishnah repeat itself? Liola b'shtei avodos. V'reisha d'kaya b'shchita v'kamachashe b'shchita, inami kaya b'zrika v'kamachashe b'zrika, seifa d'kaya b'shchita v'kachashe b'zrika. Meaning, what was our problem with saying that b'shtei avodos? That the Mishnah is repetitive. You already have in the first line that a machshava l'shma in one avodah, shalol l'shma in another avodah is possible. Why do you need to tell me again that a machshava in one avodah is l'shma, the next avodah shalol l'shma is possible? No, because there are two ways you can do that. One is, I'm doing the shchita and I'm having machshava that the shchita should be lishma, and then I do the zrika and I have in mind that the zrika should be shalol lishma. But the seifa might be talking about a different story, that I, while I'm doing the shchita, I'm having in mind that I want to be zorek the dam shalol lishma. My machshav of shalol lishma is not about what I'm doing right now, it's about what I will do, it's about the next avodah. So seifa dekai b'shchita v'kachash b'zrika to amar hareini shochet as ha-pesach lishmo lizrok damo shalol lishmo. Meaning, whatever I actually did when I did the zrika, but at the time of the shchita, I already had a machshav about the next avodah to be shalol lishmo. So v'kamash
Kalan, the Mechashmei Avoda Levoda. Ooh, so that's a Chiddush. If when it came down to it, I did the Zrika Lishma, so maybe you would say it shouldn't be possible. When I was doing the Shechita, I had in mind the Shechita Lishma. When I was doing the Zrika, I had in mind the Zrika Lishma. It's just that while I was doing the Shechita, I planned on doing the Zrika Shalom Lishma. So you might think that that would be fine. So that's the Seifa. V'hainu Bayid Rav Papa. And that din is the suffix of Rav Papa, whether Machsheves Psul works Me'avod Le'avodah, meaning there is a sugya about this in Maseches Zvachim, about Mechash Me'avod Le'avodah. So it could be that our Mishnah is addressing that very issue. So we don't yet have a clear raya one way or the other, whether Ba'avodah Achas Tanan or B'shtei Avodah Tanan, whether our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Yossi or is Afilu L'Rabbi Meir. So says the Gemara, let's try another raya. Tashma. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Oh, shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo, pasul. Or you first have in mind shalol l'shmo, and then l'shmo, it's going to be pasul. Well, hey, chidami, again, what's the case? E name of b'shtei avodos. If we're talking about shalol l'shmo and avoda number one and l'shmo and avoda number two, then it's going to be pasul. Well, if it's b'shtei avodos, well, hashta l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo amir pasul. Shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo mi bai. Well, wait a second. If you start off on the right foot, and then somewhere you go awry and you start thinking shalol l'shmo, even that's going to be a problem. When you start off bad, you start off shalol l'shmo, isn't that obvious that that's a bigger problem? So why would the Mishnah have to tell me a case of shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo if it's two separate avodas? El alav, it must be. No, now the Mishnah is introducing a new concept, b'avoda achas, that shalol l'shmo was in the same avoda where you also did a l'shmo. Umi d'seifa b'avoda achas reishinami b'avoda achas. Ooh, so if the end of the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that talks about shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo is about avoda achas, so then the resha, the prior din of l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo, must also be about two contradictory thoughts during a single avoda, and the Tana needs to tell me both of these dinim. The first din to tell me that if you have a machshava b'avoda achas l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo, it's going to be possible, is needed to tell me that we don't follow Rabbi Meir, who says tfos l'shon rishon, that the second machshava could still possible your karban. The second din, that if you have a machshava b'avoda achas, first shalol l'shmo and then l'shmo, is needed to tell me that the second machshava is not going to be mevatel the first machshava, that I still also have to pay attention to the first machshava, meaning that when Rabbi Yossi says b'gmar dvarav adam nitfas, he doesn't mean exclusively b'gmar dvarav, he means af b'gmar dvarav adam nitfas. So that each line is telling me a chiddush, but it might also all be about avoda achas. So don't you see a raya that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi, and that it's all about avoda achas? So it says, "Mar lo, liola b'shtei avodos." No, it's not about shtei avodos. We had a kasha. If it's b'shtei avodos, once you tell me l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo is no good, of course shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo is going to be no good. Oh, but dinu d'lo istrichle. You're right. You don't need this line in the Mishnah. But I tell me l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo. Tell me shalol l'shmo v'l'shmo. To be thorough, we go through all the possibilities. But logically, once you tell me that an earlier avoda l'shmo, and then a later avodah shalol l'shmo is possible, then of course, if you start off on the wrong foot, an early avodah shalol l'shmo, and then l'shmo, of course, that's going to be possible as well. But it's just going through all of the logical possibilities. So says, well, let's try again. Raya number three, Tashma. We have a Mishnah that we haven't yet done. Tomorrow's daf. By the way, tomorrow's daf shir is going to be given by Alicia Graf. I'm going to be traveling tomorrow morning, so thank you, Alicia, in advance for giving that shir. So in tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a Mishnah. Shechato shalol liyochlev. A person shechts the Karban Pesach l'shem people who are unable to eat it. He shechts it l'shem cholim or zakenim who can't eat a kazayas of basar of the Karban. Or shalol lemenuyav. He shechts it for people who are not registered on this carbon. La'arelim, for people who don't have a bris milah and therefore are puzzled from eating carbon pesach. Ulitamein, or l'shem people who are tamei or not allowed to eat carbon pesach. Puzzle. In all those cases, the carbon is going to be puzzle. So, hacha, pshita, in that case, it's pasha that we're talking about a case of bavoda achas, where that machshava was only one machshava. So, obviously, it was only one avoda. So, midasefa bavoda achas. So, if that next Mishnah is talking about where your machshava, your problematic machshava, was in one avoda, so reshinami bavoda achas. So, the earlier Mishnah, our Mishnah, should also be bavoda achas. We assume all Mishnayos in the same parak are connected to each other. So it's all really one long Mishnah. So if the next Mishnah is talking about Avodah Achas, it stands to reason that this Mishnah is also about Avodah Achas. So says Mar, who says, Midi'irya, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Maybe the Mishnah later on is talking about one situation, and our Mishnah is talking about a different situation. Seifa b'Avodah Achas, Reisha, b'Avodah Achas, b'Shtei Avodos. Maybe, yeah, in Achinami, the next Mishnah is about Avodah Achas, but our Mishnah could be talking about either case, Avodah Achas or Shtei Avodos. So that Raya falls flat as well. So says Gemara, a fourth and final Raya, as far as this suffix. Is our Mishnah talking about Avodah Achas, or is it talking about Shtei Avodos? If it's talking about Shtei Avodos, it could be both the Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbi Meir, but if it's talking about Avodah Achas, our Mishnah would only work according to Rabbi Yossi. So Tashma, let's be poshit the suffix, Rav Papa suffix, from the Hemshech of that Mishnah. The Mishnah in tomorrow's daf then goes on to say, Li'ochla v'shalo li'ochlav. A person has a machshava that he's being makriv, l'shem people who are ra'i to eat the kazayis of the carbon, and also l'shem people who are not ra'i to eat the kazayis of the carbon, kosher. Then it's going to be kosher. Meaning, if you have in mind, I'm shechting this carbon for this group of people, and some of them are able to eat the kazayis, and some of them are cholim or zakenim, who are not able to eat the kazayis, so the carbon is going to be kosher. Well, hei chidami, inem b'shtei avodos, if you're having two machshavos over two separate avodos, meaning, I'm shechting l'shem people who are able to eat the kazayis, and then I'm zorik the dam l'shem people who are not able to eat a kazayis of the carbon pesach, v'tayim adochashiv bizrika, and the reason the carbon doesn't become puzzled in such a way is because the machshavas psul was bizrika, dein machshavas ochlin bizrika, and having a machshava of people who are unable to eat it isn't going to affect the zrika, it's not going to puzzle the carbon, haba avoda achas, but if it would have been a machshava during a single avoda, kagon b'shchita, t'mahayni be machshavas ochlin, where a machshava of people who are unable to eat the carbon is gonna make an impact and is gonna puzzle the carbon, then maybe it's gonna be puzzle. Meaning, is that what it's really telling me? Is the next Mishnah telling me that if I have a machshava during the shechita, both l'shem people who can eat it and l'shem people who cannot eat it, that it's going to be possible because I include in the group people who are unable to eat it? No, we have a Kabbalah. Hakaimelan is just a Kabbalah that we have, that the Mitzvah Sochlan Lo Pasla, the Karban Pesach, that has a whole bunch of people registered on it. Some of them are able to eat a Kazayas, some of them are not able to eat a Kazayas, and you shech the Karban l'shem, all of the registered participants. It's a Kashra Shechita. We don't say that Chatzi Shechita was for those who are ro'i for the carbon, and chatzi of the shechita was for those who are not ro'i for the carbon, because even those that were ro'i alone, you have to shech shnei simanim. Meaning the entire shechita has to be done for even one person who's able to eat the carbon. You can't do a half a shechita for a person. So therefore, the shechita is going to be kosher, and therefore, elolav. So what do you have to say? That the Mishnah must be talking about, you have shtei machshavos that are soser ba'avoda achas, and it's telling me that that the carbon was kosher whether you had shtei machshavos b'avodah achas, like in the shechita, or whether you have shtei machshavos b'shtei avodos, like you had a machshava, the kasher machshava b'shechita, and the pasul machshava b'zrika. Ooh, so it means the seifa b'avodah achas. So since the seifa, the next Mishnah must be talking about where you had even where you have two machshavos that contradict each other, b'avodah achas, reishanami b'avodah achas. Our Mishnah must also be talking about avodah achas. When we say you shechted l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo, that the carbon is going to be pasul, it must be that you have both of those machshavos that contradict each other within one avodah, and that dafka goes like Rabbi Yossi, that af b'sof tvarav adam nitfas. So again, this is our fourth and final attempt at a raya, and the Gemara rejects this as well. Midi'irya hakadisa v'hakadisa seif b'avodah. Just because you have a later Mishnah that's about Avodah Achas does not mean this earlier Mishnah is about Avodah Achas. The earlier Mishnah might be about Shtei Avodos. Okay, so that's the end of the first Sugya. So again, the first Sugya was just to try to figure out, when our Mishnah said Lishmo v'shelo Lishmo, did that mean that both Machshavos were within one Avodah? Or did that mean one Avodah Lishmo, one Avodah Shelo Lishmo? We tried four different Rayas. We were unable to conclusively prove one way or the other. So now the Gemara discusses another case of contradictory machshavos. Ibayilu, Pesach Sheshachato Bishar Yemos Hashana. What if you shecht the Karban Pesach not on Erev Pesach, where it's ironic, when you shecht the Karban Pesach Bishar Yemos Hashana Lishma, it's possible, because you can't bring the Karban Pesach Bishar Yemos Hashana. You shecht it Shalol Lishma, it's kosher, because Shalol Lishma means L'shem Shlamim, and it's a perfectly valid Karban Shlamim the rest of the year. So if you shecht the Karban Pesach Bishar Yemos Hashana Lishmo V'Shalol Lishmo Mahu, what if you have Kavan L'shem Pesach and also L'shem Shlamim? So what's the din of the carbon? So if you were to shecht it only l'shmo, certainly would be possible, because it's not Erev Pesach. If you shecht it l'shem shlamim, it would certainly be kosher, because Mosar Pesach is karav shlamim. If you have leftover karbanos Pesach that you were unable to use for whatever reason, you bring those as a karban shlamim. But over here, you shecht it l'shem Pesach u l'shem shlamim, mi asi shalol l'shmo mapik le midei l'shmo. Does the kavana shalol l'shmo, l'shem shlamim, come and save the day, or does it not save the day? You still had Kavan, L'Shem Pesach, and therefore it's going to be problematic. So Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Amrisa L'Shmaita Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya, he said, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I said in front of Rabbi Yirmiya this, the following drasha, in order to be poshet the suffix, that Hoil L'Shmo Machshiro Bizmano, that since Hoil L'Shmo Machshiro Bizmano, since the Kavan L'Shma makes a Karban Pesach kosher when it's being done on Erev Pesach, v'shalolishmo machshiro shalobizmano, and a kavana shalolishmo makes it good when it's not Erev Pesach, so we can equate the two. Malishmo hamachshiro bizmano in motzim lidei shalolishmo, just like when the lishmo, which is the good kind of machshava on Erev Pesach, it's still not motzim lidei shalolishmo. It's not going to take away the psul of machshava shalolishmo that you had initially. So if on Erev Pesach you had machshava shalolishmo and lishma, the lishma is not going to save you. The fact that you started with shalol lishma, you started with a bad machshava, is going to ruin it. So af shalol lishma machshir shalom is my name. Apostle. So we should say the same thing about starting off with the machshavas lishma when it's not Erev Pesach. So if it's not Erev Pesach, you start off with the machshava lishma, you've ruined it. And the fact that you switched to a machshava shalol lishma is not going to come and save the day. Va'amar li, and Rabbi Yirmiya said back to me, says Rav Dimi, lo, the psul of shalol lishma by shechita shalol bizmana is not similar to the psul of shalol lishma by the psul of lishma by shechita shalol bizmana is not the same as shalol lishma by shechita bizmana. You cannot compare the two. Emarta b'shalol lishma shekinoig b'kol hazvachim. You're going to say about the psul of machshava shalol lishma by shechita on Erev Pesach, that's a din that applies by every single korban. Every korban that you do shalol lishma is going to be a problem. So tomar b'lishma, you're going to say that by a machshava lishma, a shechita shalol bizmana, where if you have a machshava that it should be lishma, that should ruin it and it should not be salvageable. It's not as bad of a psul, and the raya is that it doesn't apply to any other karbanos. What other karban do you have? We're doing it lishma makes it problematic. It's only by Pesach b'shar yemos hashana, and therefore you can't bring a raya. So my havila. So how do we pass in the end of the day? So I'm rav a Pesach sheshchato b'shar yemos hashana lishma v'shalol lishma kosher. Tastam lishma kai. That we assume that it's kosher because the stam of the karban is omei to shecht lishma, and if you didn't have any machshava at all, it would have been possible because we assume it's lishmo. Va'afilu hachi ki shachle shalol lishmo kasher. Even though it's stam lishma, when you then have a machshava shalol lishmo, it's going to be kasher. So alma ashi shalol lishmo mapikle midei lishmo. So you see that having an active kavana shalol lishmo undoes a natural lishma. So ki shachanami lishmo v'shalol lishmo ashi shalol lishmo mapikle midei lishmo. What difference does it make whether I'm relying on the stam lishma or I start off actually having a kavana lishma? Either way, that's problematic. So and therefore you see that coming in with a proactive shalol lishmo is going to solve it. So says Mar Amle Rav Adi Barava L'Rava Dilma Shaini Heichad Amar Meheichad Lomar. What do you mean? There's a big difference between when I said I'm doing it l'shem Pesach and when you're just relying on a stama. Dali Ochlav Shalol Yochlav Kasher. Because we know that if you have kavana to shecht for people who can and cannot eat
eat it, it's going to be kosher. But if you shecht it only for shalol liyochlev, pasul. Why don't we say, oh, but it's stam for the ochlim. So the stam of the ochlim, it should always be considered as if I'm having in mind the ochlim and the shalol liyochlev. El shayni yechid armechad lomar. No, there's obviously a big difference between when you're saying you're doing it l'shem ochlev and when you don't say that. So chenami shayni yechid armechad lomar. So we are also, it's different when you're shechting it b'shayim os hashana and you say shalol lishmo. True, it was otherwise stam lishma, but you never said lishma. Maybe when you say lishma, that makes it much worse. When you say b'shayim os hashana, that's lishma, it's much worse. Samalei midiriyah, you're going to bring a raya from the ochlav v'shalol liochlav. No, they're not at all comparable, these two cases. Bishlama hasam, I understand. This din that a pesach that you shech shalob bismano lishmo v'shalol lishmo is going to be kosher, just like shchita shalob bismano shalol lishmo is oker the stam lishma. So that's you could say kamidul oker le b'shchita stam evad lishmo kai. Until you were oker it b'shchita, you were oker that machshava b'shchita. The natural assumption was that it was lishma elahacha, but by the din of shchita. Bismano shelo liochlav stame liochlav kai. You're going to say that a stam carbon is omade for those who are able to be ochel. Dilma mimshchei hani v'asiachrini mimni lavei. There is no stama when it comes to who's registered on it. It's whoever is registered on it. So it could be zakenim and cholim, or it could be people who are able to eat. When it comes to the lishma of a carbon, so yeah, stam lishma kai. But when it comes to liochlav, there's no stama liochlav. It's not because the is going to tell us nimninu menu ad sheishachet. People can continue to register and unregister themselves on a carbon until it's shechted. So there is no natural stama. So you can't bring a raya from a din of liochlev and shalol liochlev to a din of lishma and shalol lishma. So Ben Shem Elisha will pick up with the ibayiluhu tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.